الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. As human being, we have many qualities. And one of the quality of the human being is that we influence others and we also get influenced. We see this all the time. People say something and we get convinced. We spend time in an environment and then we accept the effect of that environment. It could be good, it could be bad. Sometimes we spend time in good environment and we take good effect. And sometimes people spend in bad environment, and that bad environment can also affect them. The only exception for this is Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they are not influenced by others. Because Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they influence others. They don't take the effect of the environment. They don't come under the pressure of the surroundings. Otherwise, people in general, they are the product of their environment, if you want to say it that way. Usually, if people live in a place, then when they grow up, they grow up in a certain way. People who live in a different place, when they grow up in a different way. People who have lived doing certain things, so when they grow up, they continue doing those things. And people who have been doing other things, when they grow up, you see them doing other things. And this is what we find all the time. But what is serious is the age. When we are young, we are more likely to be influenced. And we are more likely to accept the effect of the environment. That's why it's important that we protect ourselves all the time. But especially, we protect ourselves when we are young. Or we protect our young people. Because young people, they can be easily influenced. Their minds are immature. They are simple. They are not complicated. They trust. Anybody says something, we trust. And if we see people doing things, then we think, well, it should be right. That's why everybody is doing that. If it was not right, people wouldn't do it. So it's important that we protect our young people. Now, in our day and time, most of the children and most of the young people, most of their time is spent in schools. You know, in our daily life, we sleep so many hours and we are awake so many hours. Most of the time when we are awake, our children, our young people, they spend time in the school. That's why it's important for Muslims, and especially for the people who have concern, that we provide schools and we provide colleges where our young people can spend time. Forget about education. Education is secondary. Education is also important, and it is primary from a different point of view, it is primary. But at the moment, we are not talking about that. We are talking about the environment. So if we want to provide good environment for our children, for our young people, and whether we like it, we don't like it, we want it, we don't want it, our children, they are going to go to school. Our youth, they are going to go to colleges, where they're going to spend good amount of time. They're going to spend a lot amount of time. So if we want to protect their environment, then we have to provide that environment for them ourselves. For that reason, it is a must. It is not optional. It is not luxury. It is a must that we have enough schools for enough Muslim children. It is a must that we have our own colleges. Obviously, once they are mature, once they are, 18, 20, and they know themselves, they know their beliefs, they know their values, and they have settled their minds, now you leave them free. Now they can go and face the world, because you cannot keep them all the time with you. But until the time they become mature, it is important that we provide environment for them. And unfortunately, we as a community, we are failing. We are failing as a community. We do not have enough Islamic schools for our children. How many Muslim kids go to Islamic schools? Look at the percentage. It's not even 0.5%. Perhaps 70-80% of the children, they do not have Islamic schools or they do not go to Islamic schools. How many secondary schools we have in our community? How many colleges we have for our children? Hardly any. Hardly any. So basically, what we are saying to our young people, that we don't worry about you. You don't worry about us. You go and spend your time wherever you like. And we just have a wish that your iman is protected. Unfortunately, this wish, it doesn't work. Wish in the real life does not work. In the real life, you have to be positive, you have to have good hope, but you have to have a plan in place. We have to have a plan in place. And the plan has to be scientific. That you do this, this is the result you get. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran very clearly, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Human being will not get except what he has worked for. This is in the Quran. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And look at the expression. There is nothing for human being except what he has worked for. There is nothing for human being except what he has worked for. So we have worked for something, well, we will get that result. So if we have worked for our young people, if we have provided enough Islamic schools for them, if we have provided enough secondary schools for them, if we have provided enough colleges for them, then we can hope, and we can be right in our hope. We can be correct in our hope, we can be positive in our hope that inshallah our children, our youth, their iman is safeguarded. But if we don't provide Islamic schools, we don't have secondary schools for our community, we don't have any colleges for our community, and then we wish that our youth, their iman should be safeguarded. How can their iman be safeguarded? If they're going to spend most of the time where the iman has no regard whatsoever. Where Iman is not in their vocabulary, where Iman is not part of the system, where Iman is not priority. وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And his hard work will be seen. Sa'i, whatever he has worked for, it will be seen. You will see the outcome, you will see the result. We work, we will see the result, with obviously everything with Allah's help. We don't work, we cannot expect the result. This is not the way. You want to see the result, you have to work for it. The way every Muslim family has a shelter. We have apartment, we have a house, we rent a house, we buy an apartment. Whatever it might be, where we can find refuge, where we can find shelter. Our children, they also need a place where their iman can be safeguarded. Unfortunately, that is the last thing comes to our mind. That we have to protect our iman, and we have to protect the iman of our kids. The reason why I'm saying that is the last thing comes to our mind, because that is the last thing we are doing. Wherever you go. Go out. MashaAllah, Muslims are more in number. Population is growing. Okay, you have one neighborhood. One block, another block. One suburb, another suburb. Okay, what's happening? The vast majority of the Muslim children, they are spending most of their time in a non-Islamic environment where Allah is not mentioned, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not mentioned, where Akhirah is not mentioned, where the purpose of their life is not mentioned. So if they are going to spend 8 hours, 10 hours a day where Allah is not mentioned, where Akhirah is not mentioned, where Ghaib, the unseen world, is not imagined, is not visualized. Because the unseen world is bigger than the seen world. The world which we see is very small. Although it looks big, but it is comparatively, it's very small. And the world which we do not see is far greater and far bigger. But the unseen world is not mentioned, is not remembered. So Allah is not remembered, Malaika are not mentioned, the unseen world is not mentioned. So how can we expect them to have Iman? How can we expect our children to grow with our Iman? This is a false wish. This wish does not produce any result whatsoever. If we are serious about ourselves and about protecting the iman of our kids, then wherever we live, small community, big community, you live in the city, you live in the suburb, you live in this state, in that state, wherever we live, every Muslim child must go to Islamic school. If there is no enough Islamic school, we should have more Islamic schools. If the school is smaller, we should have a bigger school. If we don't have enough facility, we should do whatever we can to have more facilities. And by this time, we should have moved to having secondary schools. By this time, we should have moved to having our own colleges. Why not? By this time, we should have moved to have our own different academic institutions. Unfortunately, in this side, we are not moving. We are not going anywhere. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said to the believers that you fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be with the people who are truthful. If the adults need to be with the people who are truthful, what about the young people? The adults who have Iman, who already have Taqwa, who already fear Allah Azza wa Jal, who already know Allah Azza wa Jal, if they need to spend time with the people who are truthful, what about the young people? Can we just hand over our young people to anybody? Take them. They're for sale.
They're for free. Take them, shape them. Take them, remodel them. Take them, brainwash them. Take them and do whatever you like, whatever you like, whatever you want. This is the disaster which is happening. It is very unfortunate. That's why it is important that we have our own Islamic schools. We support our Islamic schools. We expand our Islamic schools. We have more schools. We have secondary schools. We have our own colleges. We have our own vocational training programs. When we are good in ourselves, then we can benefit the outer community. When we are not good in ourselves, when we are weak in ourselves, we cannot benefit the outer community. The people who are not Muslims, how can you benefit them if you cannot benefit yourselves? If we cannot look after ourselves, we cannot look after anybody. This is what I wanted to say today. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.